And residents in one neighborhood fear they live in a toxic zone. In a prime assignment, find out why they're ticked off at the Jet Set. Dozens of homeowners near the Santa Monica Airport fear they are living in a toxic zone. They claim fumes from departing jets are making them sick and may even be killing them. David Goldstein is live at the Santa Monica Airport on a prime assignment. David.
Well, Pat, Santa Monica Airport, one of the busiest small jet airports in the nation. One of the reasons, well, the close proximity for those who can afford those jets to Hollywood or Malibu or Century City. But residents who live near the runway say it is too close. Those fumes could be harming them or their children.
My God, you should see this. This is awful.
It's like a tornado.
The ground shakes when it's a large aircraft.
These are Virginia Ernst's home movies. The view from her bedroom window of the main runway at Santa Monica Airport. Just 300 feet away, the private jets of the rich and famous are taking off, leaving behind the emissions that she says are certainly not making the skies of Santa Monica friendly. In fact, she and her neighbors claim they're being poisoned out of their homes.
The fumes start burning. You burn your throat, your sinuses, and you have trouble breathing. Chest feels heavy. This is the window.
Ernst and her husband started videotaping the takeoffs 5.5 years ago to try to document both the environmental and physical damage from the small jets.
I hear a big noise in the back.
In 1995, their patio furniture was blown across the backyard. The culprit was the jet owned by Stephen Wynn. He runs the multi-million dollar Mirage Hotel and other casinos in Las Vegas. She's also witnessed and inhaled the fumes from Don Johnson's jet, Bill Cosby, David Geffen, Merv Griffin, and countless corporate executives. They leave behind a blast, but all of it is within federal guidelines. Ernst and her neighbors say they have no problem with the small prop planes that have been good neighbors to this middle-class community since the 20s.
Here comes a jet right now.
But private jets are more powerful and have different emissions. At one time, they were banned from Santa Monica Airport, but have been allowed since 1979. Although they account for only a small part of the air traffic, in the past year, small jet operations have increased 26%. Residents have complained little has been done, and Ernst believes she knows why.
Money and power. You know, there's a lot of money in those planes that are up there, and there's some powerful people operating them.
This is what we get in our backyards.
Margaret Williamson lives next door and sees the black soot left behind in her patio furniture. Soot, she thinks, ends up in her lungs.
We're breathing it. It's in the house.
Oh, the stuff comes out of that area.
And the Cole family, which lives down the block, has an air filter for their 9-year-old daughter, Heather. She has sinus problems that her mother believes are magnified by the jet fuel.
It makes you sick to your stomach.
After years of complaining, residents are now finally seeing some facts about the toxic emissions. KCAL 9 News has obtained the results of a new environmental study that's soon to be released. It shows that some people who live just east of the runway have a 1 in 100,000 chance of getting cancer just from jet fuel emissions.
That's a significant risk.
Gail Rudeman Feuer is an environmental attorney. She says a 1 in 100,000 cancer risk is unacceptable.
In fact, under state law, if that were a private company which owned the airport would have to give a notice to everyone in the community that they are being exposed to a significant risk of cancer. The fact it's a city means it gets exempt from that requirement.
The airport manager hasn't analyzed the report as yet, but he doesn't believe there's a big problem.
1 in 100,000 over a prolonged exposure for 70 years seems like a very minimal risk to me.
Operators like Ultimate Jets say they're abiding by all regulations, but sympathize with residents.
We've corresponded with the neighborhood. We've done everything we can as a jet operator to try to ease the problem.
The airport is hoping to cut down on the fumes by building a wall at the end of the runway, and they've asked pilots to try to do anything they could to help. Residents would like to see the jet ban reinstated, but more realistically, they hope the rich and famous who jet in and out of the airport get the message.
I see these people, you know, going on TV talking about, you know, the wonderful things they're doing to help humanity, and then I see, you know, feel the blast from their jets taking off. I would think that they would have a concern about us as well.
Now, Bill Cosby, the only one of these celebrities who has a jet here, who would comment saying through his publicist that he sympathizes with area residents, but saying toxic emissions certainly a worldwide problem. We are live here in Santa Monica. I'm David Goldstein, Prime 9 News.
David.